So, Dean, as we count down to the start of the new season, with the players you have available, any injury concerns?
No, all fit. So that was the object through pre-season, make sure everybody gets through training. And fortunately for us, as we speak, without, you know, touch wood, it's Thursday and we've got everyone fit. So I'm pleased with that.
I have to say that the big talking point for supporters at the moment is about signings and perhaps predominantly incomings. Will you have anybody in through the door by Saturday, yes or no?
Well, obviously we've lost four players. You know, I've got a rebuilding job on my hands, really. We've lost four of the better players as well. So, disappointing for everybody, but the club's got to do the right thing, you know, and we couldn't turn down 1.3 million for Sam Klukas. So, you know, we've lost him. He can play anywhere, so he's a blow. Gary Roberts obviously was a key player in the team. Has been offered a 3-year deal at Portsmouth that we couldn't get anywhere near, salary wise. And at his age, he was obviously going to take it with his own manager. Jimmy Ryan obviously wanted to move back. His contract was up. He wanted to move back to near his family, so he signed for Fleetwood. And then we've lost Tendai, who had a year left on his contract, and we've been offered 600,000 for him, something around that figure. And the club had to make a business decision. You know, he either walks out for nothing, or we take the 600 grand. You know, and you know, we've still got some money to pay off this stadium as well. So I have to understand that. It's disappointing, but, you know, we move on, and I've got to try and rebuild the team now. So I have to make sure that the players we bring in are going to be, you know, really good players, and are going to do the job that we need. It might take a bit longer than I thought, but that's the way it is. So we all have to just get on with it. We've got a good group. I've been working with this group now for 5 weeks, so they've all got what I'm on about. They all sort of got it, as I said, we've still got like four players in the team on Saturday that weren't normally in it. So as for the, like you just touched on it, the signings, we will be signing some players, but I'm not going to just sign players who are on the market right now who I think are not as good as the ones we've got. And until I can, you know, I've tried to get players in who are playing in the league above, and I've been outbidded on their wages, but I've tried to pitch in at the top level I can, and try and get players here who wouldn't normally come to League One. So that's what I've been trying to do, and setting my sights quite high. You know, it's with 2 weeks to go. I've lost a couple with 2 weeks to go. It's difficult. Who's available right now? Some of the players have gone to other clubs, but some will turn up at the last minute as well, who are on trial at clubs and have not got deals. So I'm trying to get the best players we can, and rather than just dive in and panic, there's no need to panic. It's a long season. The window's not shut for a while, and I've just got to make sure we get the right players, and I think the supporters would prefer me to do that than just dive in and sign players who are just average.
Do you need to lower your sights now just to get players through the door? If we're talking about, you know, decent Championship players on good money, do you sort of look at low-end Championship players on more affordable money?
Well, yeah, we have to do that. You have to try everything you can, and I go and meet these players, and I bring them to the ground, I show them the stadium, and you try and persuade them that you know, coming here we're going to do well, and they're going to move on from it. Sometimes they have to take a step back to go forward, and you try and talk to them in that way, and then obviously incentivise their contract so that if the team does well and the club does well, they'll earn the money they thought they were going to earn in the Championship. And trying to, you know, persuade them that they're not going to play at the clubs they're going to. They might just be fringe players and they're going to start. So you know, I've made some attempts to sign some really good players, and we got outbidded by quite a lot of money, because at the end of the day, we are Chesterfield. We're not, you know, an established Championship club, and there's only so far we can go on the salaries. So, like you said, I might have to just lower my sights a little bit, but I'm not going to bring anybody in who I just think's the equal to what we've got. We're not we're not really desperate in all positions. You know, we're a bit light in midfield. We haven't got, you know, we've got probably established, we've got Ollie and Sammy Morsey. And that's it really established. Up the front we've got, we're loaded up with strikers. We're maybe a bit short of defenders. We've got three goalkeepers, so we're not in desperate stakes, but a couple of injuries we would be. So I'm mindful of that. And I can assure all the supporters that at the minute we're trying day and night to get players in who are really good. And, you know, if I have to lower my sights when there's an emergency, I will do.
You went to look at a specific player on Monday. Is that still a player on the agenda?
Well, I'll be looking at loads, to be honest with you. I'm going on Friday to watch a player on Friday as well. So, just because it's the first game of the season, you know, we haven't got to get players in just because it's Thursday, Friday before, just like everybody wants you to do, but, and I understand that. But I think the supporters would rather me make sure I get the right people. When Sylvain Ebanks Blake come on the market, I knew straight away that he was better than what we got and he'll score goals for us. So I went and done it as quick as I could.
Clearly departures, well, not clearly, but it is understandable that players who did ever so well last season were going to attract interest and with it decent resources throughout the summer. Mm. But do you think you're perhaps a little bit behind the eight ball because the incomings haven't been quite as quick through the door?
Well, I've not been able to bring players in because I weren't sure whether they were going to leave or not. Sam Klukas was staying up until we got an offer of 1.3 million. So there was no need for me to buy another left back. There was no need for me to or sign another left back. Or he could play in midfield or on the left or up front. So I had Sam covering all positions, so there was no need for me to waste my money on them departments. But the good news for the club is Sam Erd's agreed a new contract. Dan Gardner's agreed a new contract. And we're trying to agree with Dan Jones. That'll be done hopefully today or tomorrow. So they've all agreed to sign. And
can you let us know how long? Oh, Jay O'Shea as well.
Yeah.
How long are you extending those deals for?
Well, you'll have to speak to Chris about that. We've, you know, I've just spoke to him briefly now, and he said just before I spoke to you, and he said we've agreed the deals with him. So. We just want to get them signed up now, but the detail of it, I think, is probably another year on top of their contracts that they've already got for all of them. That's what we were talking about, but it's good news for everybody. We've got them tied down, and then it's just adding three or four players to what we've got, and I've assured the players I'm going to do it, and I can assure the supporters I'm going to do it. It's just, as I said, I'm sure the supporters will appreciate that I ain't going to just dive in and make a mistake. Yeah.
So, of the three or four players, what positions do you want to add in that respect?
Well, I just said we're a bit light in midfield. We're probably short of a defender, and we maybe the wide players we've got, Bolly, Jay, Dan Gardner, but we could do with probably another one. We've got lots of games to play. And I'll shuffle things around a bit as well. If there's players that I don't think can help us, then I'll loan them out and get players in who can help us.
Just before we move on, in a slight sense, Sam Morsey, clearly there's been reported interest in him this summer. Is that interest still on the table? Is he a player that you think might still go?
No. I'm hoping that we don't let any more go. You know, I've said to Chris, like, you know, we can't keep letting everybody out the door. You know, if we want a team that's going to do well, but I've got to rebuild the team now. I thought I might have to just change a couple, but it's a rebuilding job now, so it might take me a bit longer than I thought.
It's a situation where they're coming off the back of a good season. You've still got a core group of very good players, some of them tied down, the Tommy Lees of this world. You've just mentioned three or four more there. What can Chesterfield fans expect this year? What's the kind of basic target for this team that you've set?
Well, the overall picture is that we make sure we're in this league next year. For a start, we make sure we don't go down to the League Two. With losing the players that we've obviously lost, then until we can rebuild that, what we had, then it's going to be we might get a few dodgy results, but we've got, as you said, we've got some good players, and the group's got some really good footballers. I just need to add to it, and then depending on what I can add to it, we'll decide where we finish.
It's going to be an interesting month, then, isn't it, for Chesterfield Football Club, or two or three months with loan windows and what have you?
Yeah, but you know, we've got a good club. We've got good people running the club. We've got a nice stadium. We've got a good group of players. We've lost some key players, but it happens at lots of clubs, and it's down to me, Chris, and the chairman, and Paul, to find the right players now that can keep us going the way we were going. And then obviously I've got to fit them in, and they've got to settle in. So I'm looking forward to the start of the season. We've got some tough games coming up, but the players are as fit as can be. The test results have all gone through the roof from where they were when we started, and they're all feeling great. All the body fats, they're all, you know, in top condition, and they're all fit. So what we can expect is a good performance on Saturday against Barnsley, and then take it from there.
I wonder, just finally, before we actually speak specifically about Barnsley, whether clubs are looking at you and going, well, hang on a minute, 1.3 million for Klukas, a couple of deals that have been in excess of £500,000. There's a load of money coming here. Maybe we can get some of that. Does that hamstring you a little?
I've been open about it. I get 25% of the transfer fees to put back into the squad. So it's not a lot when you add it up, because obviously to replace a £1.3 million player, you need £1.3 million. He's not going to be as good. So you have to either find them from the lower leagues and younger players, or you buy them. That's how you do it. But you know, we just have to get on with things, get on with it, and be positive. We've got a good start to the season, some great games for the supporters, and the players are in top condition. So, and I can assure them all, I'm trying my best to get the players in, but I ain't going to dive in and make mistakes just because we need to sign some players, because we've lost a few.
So Barnsley then are the first challenge. They're a much younger squad than they were at the back end of last season. What have you made of them and their close season business?
Well, it's a good club, isn't it? Good club, and they're always going to have a good squad. They've been trying to pay money and sign players. That's it's another thing you're up against. They've tried to buy a few players and they've put bids in. So I think they'd be having a go, really, trying to get into the playoff spots or in the promotion spots. Got a good young manager, and really, to be honest with you, I'm not really bothered about the opposition. We know what the strengths and weaknesses are, and I watch them, but I'm more concerned on how we function on Saturday. We've got a way of playing that the players are grooved into. You know, we play football, and defensively we've just got to make sure we don't get counter-attacked, and it doesn't matter who we're playing. We just got to do what we do.
What tweaks, what changes have you wanted to make between the regimes? I suppose Paul Cook had his way of playing. What's the Dean Saunders way? Or what do you want this group of players to play?
Well, we've got to be able to do everything. You know, like teams who just play the same way every week quite eventually get easy to stop. So you have to recognise, I've tried to make the players recognise that if teams press us, then we might have to flip the ball over the top of them. If teams set off against us, we've got to play. And then we've got to recognise set plays and defensively where we can be a bit more solid and just add to what they've got. But obviously it's been difficult when you've lost the players we've lost, because there's other players having to go in and you have to teach them the same. And when the new ones who come in, you have to teach them the what we're trying to do with it. You know, we don't just turn up on a Saturday and roll the players out. We go over things. We walk through things. We walk through situations where how to deal with defensive situations and things, and certain stages of the game. And we have like plays during the game, like they have in American football. We have English football, but teams have plays where the ball goes a certain route up the pitch, and it takes ages to get it. And when you get new players, and you have to teach them. So
I thought you were nearly going to say soccer then, and that'd have been
no,
it. I
no,
think.
no, 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 you know what I mean. I was trying to explain that, you know, it's not just off the cuff. We have plans for everything, how we defend, where we make the ball go. And sometimes you get it, you turn up on a Saturday and it looks like you've not done anything. But I can assure you we go through everything as thorough as we can.
It's a cracking start, isn't it? A relatively local rivalry, South Yorkshire, North Derbyshire. A lot of the bookmakers are sort of placing Chesterfield and Barnsley to fancy to do well this year, playoffs slash top 10, etc., etc. It's not a bad start.
No, I think the better the season for me will be Sylvain Ebanks-Blake, 40-1 to finish top scorer in the league. Just got to keep him fit.
And where is he, fitness-wise?
As fit as he's been for 2-3 years. If you ask him, I'm sure he'll be interviewing the players, some of the players, and they'll tell you.
Because he is a player who has a big reputation for scoring goals. I mean, it's only a few years ago that he was the hottest property around, wasn't he?
He's finished top scorer in the Championship twice, and he's broke his leg 2 years ago, and he's fine now. And his movement's excellent. We've just got to get the ball to him.